Hello, and my name is Paul Martin. I'm a freelance television cameraman, and I work in TV news, sport, current affairs and documentary. And the trouble with being a cameraman is the fact that you are the non-speaking part of the whole film. I've lost count of the number of times I've wanted to leap from behind my camera and throttle the person being interviewed, normally a politician or some criminal halfwit approaching the court steps in front of me. I admit to sometimes having to hold back the overwhelming urge to run at them and punch them into a bloody mess before going for a pint to celebrate. However, the truth is much more mundane. I stand there and make sure I am in focus, correctly exposed, and sound at the correct level. I fiddle with the focus ring and twiddle my knobs with a nervous tension as whoever is in front of my camera witters away about some crap or other, and you just know it's all bullshit. I would imagine that most people know the type from watching the news. As I've said, politicians can be the worst offenders. Not being based in London, I get to meet a lot of local regional politicians, councillors and the like from across the political spectrum, the usual Tories, Labour and Lib Dems and the lesser parties of the Greens, etc., or even the monster-raving loonies. Personally, I think you have to be a loony to be a politician in the first place, but that's another story. Local issues arise and elections come and go, but in the time I've been a cameraman, I can honestly say there have been very few politicians who have made a mark on what I think about politics or politicians. Has anything really changed in the fortune of the people of the UK in the last 12 years or so? If not, then what have we done about it? Did you vote at the last election? If not, why not? I make sure I always vote at every given opportunity. Then, when the tension rises and I feel the grip on my lens tightening as Councillor so-and-so spews forth, I can twiddle my knobs and relax knowing that at least I didn't vote for the odious little git.